We're learning the laws of Pesach with regard to bi'ur chametz. The custom, even though it can be destroyed in numerous ways, to fulfill the pasuk of tashbisu se'or mibateichem, of removing the chametz from one's home, the minhag is for it to be burned, and that's the way it is. It's destroyed. And the Mishnah Berurah advises on a typical year that the chametz needs to be destroyed on, of course, on Erev Pesach. And he says, v'sorfin b'shal chamishis, that it should be burned during the fifth hour. This is, of course, referring to dividing the day into 12 hours, which an hour shows manios is not necessarily 60 minutes. But nonetheless, that's when it is done. And then thereafterwards, the person who after burning the chametz, will then be mevatelit sarchavatel acharkach. Now, the laws, as one can imagine, this year is quite different. As we've been learning the laws of Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, so this is what is stated in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Tov, it's a good thing, Levayer B'Erev Shabbos, Kodem Chatzos. That it's a good thing that a person should burn their chametz on Erev Shabbos. Of course, it's not Erev Pesach. It's the day before Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, which, of course, cannot burn their chametz then. So we're going to burn it on Erev Shabbos. And he advises that it should be done Kodem Chatzos, before midday. The question is, why? What's the problem? If, after all, a person's allowed to still have chametz straight through that day. In fact, many people on Friday night are going to be eating chametz for Shabbos, and maybe even in the morning, on Shabbos morning. So why is it necessary that we have to burn our chametz by chatzos? And he says, Kedei shlo yavo litos bishar shanim levar achar chatzos. Because if a person will burn the chametz after midday on Friday, that's all people remember. They're not going to remember in a year from now when exactly Pesach fell. They're only going to remember that they were outside at 3 in the afternoon burning their chametz. And therefore, in their mind, they're going to think, you know, I'm allowed to burn my chametz every Erev Pesach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is not true. And therefore, it's an issue. And therefore, because of that, we want to avoid the possibility of a person making that mistake. And even this year, on Erev Shabbos, we ask you to burn your chametz before chatzos. So the Mishnah Berurah on this picks up on the words kodem chatzos. Chatzos means in the middle of the day, which means that there's 12 hours. So it means at the conclusion of the sixth hour. So you should have burned your chametz. Apparently you can even do so during the sixth hour. And we just mentioned that when it comes to a typical year, it's supposed to be burned b'shach chamishis, during the fifth hour. So the question is that if we're so concerned about what the perceptions will be, so aren't we going to make this mistake as well, that it's being burned later than typically? So the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Shulchan Aruch says kodem chatzos is lav dafka, doesn't really mean that you have all the way up until that point. Baratzalomer b'tchila shashishis k'mo b'shar shanim. It really means that you should only go up until the beginning of the sixth hour, not including that sixth hour, because after the sixth hour is midday, it's chatzos. So it means really, kodem chatzos means even an hour before that. That's really what it means. And we're going to see that not necessarily everyone agrees to that. Some people take the reading of the Shulchan Aruch quite literally, that we're a little bit more lenient, and we'll discuss why in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, "V'yom haShabbos yivatlenu," that when it comes to Shabbos itself, that is the day in which a person should nullify the chametz. Unlike what we said before, on a typical year, that the nullifying of the chametz occurs immediately after the bi'ur chametz, which is the second time we do so. We do one also after the bedika, the night before. So he says, "V'enu sarach levatel be'erev Shabbos b'shas." A person does not need to do the bittul at this time. Because the reality is, one will need to nullify it the next day. Because you're already designating bread that you're going to be eating on Friday night as well as on Shabbos morning, Therefore, a person does not need to make this bittel chametz. The reality is, it's more than in sarach. It's really you shouldn't, because the declaration of kol chamira, the second one, is that you are saying that all the chametz that I own is considered to be nullified, that I do not have any ownership over it. It's considered ka'afid aro, like the dirt, dust on the earth. And that's not a true statement. If a person is going to still be eating their chametz immediately thereafter, and on Friday night and the Shabbos day, therefore it's not necessary, and rather a person will be saying this declaration on Shabbos morning before... sometimes after they finish their meal and before the designated time as is known throughout the calendars. So just for a few more moments, the Piskei Tshuvos continues along these lines and says that there are those who are specific that look at the words of the Mishnah Berurah that says that even according to the words of the Mishnah Berurah of lav dafka v'ratzalomer b'chilas shashishis, that you can even burn your chametz this upcoming Friday on the beginning of the sixth hour. Why does he say it that way? Lifnei shashishis sharikain hadin b'shar shanim mashvish in sarach ledaktek. It's not necessary for a person to be as careful. The dafka lifnei shashishis the efshar lisrof hachametz gam b'chilas shashishis. He says that when it comes to this burning of chametz on this particular year, we're not going to be as particular, and rather we're allowed to even have the chametz continue to be burning up until and through and into the sixth hour. The time of the milsa, the reason why we're more lenient this year, shari hatam shesarach b'shar shanim, lisrof lifnei shashishis, the reason why we, on a regular year, want the chametz to be burned before the onset of the sixth hour, is who kadei shiachal omer kol chamira, is that a person should be able to make this declaration of bittul chametz before the time of the iser hana of chametz, before there's a time of not being allowed to derive benefit and to own. You should not derive benefit from chametz. So therefore, which occurs at the beginning of the sixth hour. So therefore, we would, on a typical year, want you to finish the bir chametz before that sixth hour, so that you'll be able to make that decoration. However, shana zu, when it comes to this year, she'omrim kol chamira b'shabbos, we do not say this decoration after burning the chametz. Rather, we're only going to say it the next day on Shabbos, ein sarach ledaktik achar zeh, where not everyone is as particular, and therefore we allow it to burn even into the sixth hour. The Yeshikosvu, and there are those that also say, she'en sarach lehakmid al tchila shashishis, el mutter lisrof hachametz becholzman shashishis ad chatzos, which is exactly the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that you really can continue burning your chametz all the way up until midday. Anam harbe poskim lamdu bipshitos, many of the poskim are the opinion, sheshlevaru kishar shanim, that it should be burned at the same time as all the years, at sof shat chemishis, only up until the fifth hour and not beyond.